This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For a long time, like decades, the United States did supercomputers better than anybody else. Computers that are zillions of times more powerful than our laptops and our desktops. Times, however, change, and now there is serious competition in supercomputers from the Chinese. According to the latest ranking of the top 500 supercomputers, China has 40% of them, the United States less than a third. Our China correspondent, Jennifer Pack, went to visit the number one fastest supercomputer in the eastern Chinese city of Wuxi.
The world's fastest supercomputer looks like a series of sleek black lockers stored in a room the size of two basketball courts. In English, it's called the Sunway Taihu Light. In Chinese, Shenwei, or divine power.
This supercomputer has a peak performance of 100 petaflops.
How fast is that? Gan Lin, who heads up research here, gave this example.
If all 7 billion people on Earth had a hand calculator, they'd take 32 years to do the same number of calculations this supercomputer can do in 1 minute.
That's five times faster than the top U.S. machine. Supercomputers already help with complex stuff like predicting the weather, analyzing earthquakes, or finding oil and gas deposits. A quicker machine like the Sunway Taihu Light could do even more. Gan Lin says, suppose a company wanted to build a wind farm. It would need to know where the strongest wind energy is. That calculation used to take 3 months in China. With the Sunway Taihu Light, it only takes a week. Armed with that information, a company could be generating energy before its competitors.
If our supercomputer can calculate faster, then our country's industries will be more competitive globally.
Having speedy supercomputers is one thing, but the key component of the machines is still designed by the U.S., says Gan Lin.
Many of our machines are still running on U.S. chipsets.
Chipsets are kind of like the brain of a supercomputer. American companies like Intel and NVIDIA supply almost all of them. That means if the U.S. government perceives a strategic threat, it could potentially curb another country's supercomputing power. In 2015, the U.S. blocked American companies from selling a number of chipsets to China, fearing that the Chinese were using them to develop nuclear weapons. China responded by improving the technology in its own supercomputers.
Some of the fastest ones we're talking about now are based on chipsets that are designed and manufactured in China. So that's a remarkable transition.
Eric Isaacs is the former head of the Department of Energy's Argonne National Lab, which runs one of the top U.S. supercomputers. He identifies another important aspect of supercomputing technology. And he says the U.S. has an advantage here. America designs better software, which is how a company like Boeing created new material to build its planes. And more businesses are becoming reliant on fast supercomputers, says Steve Conway with market research firm Hyperion.
Industries that depend today on supercomputing make up 55% of U.S. gross domestic product.
To stay in the lead, he says the U.S. government needs to increase the amount it invests in research and development. Because if the U.S. is behind on supercomputing, the American economy could suffer too. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.